Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Ron. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Staubbs. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Staubbs. And now, play ball. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Philly reaches second base with a double. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Pesci moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. There goes Pesci. The throw from Tipton and Pesci is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Gumpert reaches second base with a double. Ron goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Zarrilla goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs bunts towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. Batts moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staubs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-1 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gumpert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staubs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gumpert, and towards Michaels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams now playing right field. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs is 0-for-0 in the game. Staubs hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gumpert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staubs for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ron hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gumpert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Gumpert moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hancock now playing right field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hancock. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock bunts towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hitchcock for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Batts takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Staubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staubs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Batts moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batts scores. Staubs moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metkovich strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ron hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 3 in the game. Sushok hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gumpert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.